Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, it's Boomer.
And Geo.
Boomer and Geo is both a radio show and a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Boomer and Geo, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
A little bit more than 24 hours, the New York Yankees are going to host a playoff game in their own building for the first time since that infamous Game 5 of the World Series, and they're taking on the Red Sox. For the first time in 7 years, Yankees-Red Sox at Yankee Stadium. For the first time in 4 years, Yankees-Red Sox in the playoffs in general. And we are going to give you a chance in the 5 o'clock hour to be in the building. So stay tuned. 5 o'clock hour, we'll give you more details on what you should be listening for, and you'll have a chance to see the New York Yankees and the Boston Red Sox game one of the wild card series. It features an incredible starting pitching matchup. There are very few aces in this sport, and I think Garrett Crochet and Max Fried qualify, and they are hooking up tomorrow night at Yankee Stadium. So your chance to win tickets coming up in the 5 o'clock hour. Now, we did this on Friday. Let's pay it off. We all made Jackson Dart stat predictions. Let's find out how we did. Who should we start off with, Sean?
Evan, how about you?
Me! All right, I'm going to go with 9 for 22 for 95 yards, 0 touchdowns, 2 interceptions, 7 carries for 85 yards and a touchdown.
Wow.
So he's going to make a couple of big plays with his legs, but his overall passing numbers are going to be abysmal. I mean, I'm not that far off. He went 13 for 20. I said 9 for 22. He ended up throwing for 111. I said 95. The big mistake I made was the 2 interceptions.
Yeah, me too.
Huge mistake.
I did the same.
But on rushing yards, he went 10 for 54 with a touchdown. I said 7 for 85 for a touchdown. So in the early going, I think I'm the leader in the clubhouse.
Oh, good for you. All right, now let's go to Tommy Lugauer next.
Okay, as far as the passing, I'm going to say Jackson Dart will go 18 for 27 for a 180, 1 TD, 1 interception. As far as his rushing yards, let's say 6 attempts, 30 yards, and he will sneak one in for a touchdown. So 2 touchdowns, a pick, and around 220 total yards.
Right on the touchdowns. He ended up with a passing touchdown and a rushing touchdown. And closer on the passing yards. Not as close as me, but at least he's in the ones. So I'd still say I'm ahead here, but not a bad guess by Tommy Lugauer.
Okay. I guess we'll go me next. Jackson Dart, Sunday, will go 22 of 29 for 239 yards, 1 touchdown pass, 1 interception. He will carry the ball 5 times for 42 yards and run it in the end zone himself once.
Pretty close on the rushing yards. He went for 54. You said 42. Got a touchdown. Right on the touchdown pass. Way off on the passing yards.
Yeah, I didn't know Neighbors was going to get hurt. Otherwise,
And let's hear Tiki Barber's prediction.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Boomer.
And Geo.
Boomer and Geo is both a radio show and a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Boomer and Geo, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Let's hear Tiki.
I think he's going to go 20 of 38.
He's going to throw for two touchdowns and two interceptions. He's going to have four carries for 18 yards.
Oh, that's like nothing. How many passing yards are you going to have in this game?
I told you.
No, you didn't.
Didn't?
You said 20 for 38, and you skipped over it. Right to interceptions.
265 yards.
That's where you tripped up.
Yeah.
So would you admit?
I was wrong.
I think I won. I think that my under, my 9 for 22 for 95 yards.
I
think I won.
See, I felt like he would be more aggressive throwing the ball down.
Yeah.
Well, he wasn't. Because I thought they might have to be. Because they were behind.
That is true. They were playing from ahead, which was very different.
The whole game.
They were playing from ahead the entire game. And even though Sean's trying to make excuses, he's not wrong. No. I think when Malik Nabers is off the field,
100%.
You have no one you're throwing the ball to that you trust.
Right.
So I definitely think that those two things you didn't see coming. A, the Giants playing from ahead, and B, Nabers going down definitely changed things.
I don't even know. Did they try a ball over 20 yards after he was hurt?
After he was hurt. Good question, because obviously that one down the sideline.
I don't think so. So here are his stats, pre-Nabers or with Nabers and post-Nabers. With Nabers, he was 5 for 8 for 60 yards. Post-Nabers, 8 for 12 for only 51 yards.
Yeah, so they were all quick hits.
They were all quick hits.
Like a bunch of Darius Slayton sitting in the curl and zone.
And they were trusting Cam Scataboo. They were running the football a lot.
Or hitting the tight end.
Yeah, I think it was a 17-yard shot to Bellinger over the middle late.
Yes, yes.
I think that may have been the longest one.
Yeah. The longest play of the game for the Giants was 18 yards. So think about it. They were very efficient because they could be. They didn't have to be explosive because they were playing from the lead and their defense was playing fantastic.
Which was, and I would also say when you have a game plan that they basically admitted was simplified too, how much of that was about putting the ball in Malik Nabers' hands as many times as possible?
Of course.
And then to lose him and a rookie to justify. That's why I'm giving the stats very much a pass on that.
Well, no, you just don't want to give me a victory. Yeah. I mean, I won.
Okay, take your victory and just shut up about it.
Go ahead. Yeah, you really were on top of the interception.
I also am the only one who picked him to lose, so I was really well off about this. Let's get back to your calls, 888-808-1019. Jimmy in Connecticut. What's up, Jimmy?
Hey, Jimmy.
Hey, guys. How you doing, man? It's great to talk to you.
Likewise. What's up, dude?
Oh, man. I was hyped up over the weekend. I went to the Bronx on Friday night and saw a heck of a game. Judge hit that blast, and then two batters after that, Stanton showed him who's the big hitter on the team.
That's right.
And then Sunday I was at MetLife, my little guy. I could blame the PS5 and Madden. He's a Charger fan, so I bought him tickets for his birthday. And we had a great time. We had great seats and got to see Jackson Dart score that touchdown right in front of us. So the stadium was hyped, man.
Nice.
I mean, it really was. Both stadiums were hyped. I was really impressed with Dart. You know, he didn't make any stupid mistakes. He made a couple of, you know, rookie errors, you know what I mean? He didn't get rid of the ball, but I'd rather him hold on to it than give it up. So just wanted to spread my joy and stick my chest out a little bit and go Giants, go Yankees.
I like it.
Good for you. Right now, as a Giant fan and a Yankee fan, you feel good about yourself.
Good weekend.
Absolutely. I mean, the Yankees, I know that you wanted the American League East. You should because of what it entails, home field advantage throughout, obviously getting a first round bye. But they went out and won all their games.
Yeah.
And I know we could go back earlier in the season, kind of like you do with the Mets, except a very different tone, and say, well, if you win this game, you win that game. But the bottom line is they did everything they could. They closed the season incredibly strong. They didn't get the help that they needed. But you have to feel pretty good about the Yankees going into October.
Oh, yeah, of course you do. And you got a home game for the wild card. You have a home game for the divisional round. And if the Blue Jays falter, you have a home game in the championship if you get there. So it is what it is.
Let's go to John in Massbeth, who's been waiting for this day for a very, very long time.
Oh, John.
John, I know you want to troll the Met fan. The floor is yours.
Let's hear it.
You know what? In the words of Cody Rhodes, what do you want to talk about? I'll tell you what I want to talk about. Do you know what I want to talk about?
I don't know. What do you want to talk about?
How about those Indiana Fever in the WNBA playoffs?
Nice.
One game away from the finals
without Caitlin Clark.
Right.
Wow.
That is amazing.
Yeah.
So I just don't know your thoughts about that. That's been on my mind all day long.
Yeah. It's nice.
And I don't know nothing else that I've been thinking about.
It's nice to be in the playoffs, right, John?
There's one other thing that was on my mind though. That is baseball related.
Yeah.
And it's a question for Positive Tommy, since she's a Mets and Giants fan.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you thought Saquon leaving the Giants and going to the Eagles and winning the Super Bowl was bad, how are you going to feel when Pete Alonso leaves the Mets and goes to the Yankees and win a World Series? Mm. I'll hang up and listen. By the way, watch party, Steve Way, Wednesday. Let's go, Yankees.
Oh, shut up.
John does have a great idea. It's so trolling, but it's very funny. He said that he's going to go to Citi Field on Tuesday or Wednesday, I guess Wednesday, and flash the Yankee game on a screen so that he can bring October baseball to Queens. And it's, I have to admit, it's very funny. And if he actually decides to do that and take pictures,
and like,
I commend
him. And like go in the parking lot and blow up a big screen.
Yeah.
Right.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, it's Boomer.
And Geo.
Boomer and Geo is both a radio show and a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Boomer and Geo, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.